I can't stand zero on the front of a jersey still. I'm not used to it. Yeah. I'm looking at, you know, on TV, they got, you know, one of the anchors wearing a Bills zero. It's a Keon Coleman jersey.
Yeah.
But still, to me, it just looks like a generic Bills jersey, like you couldn't care enough to get a player.
Who's that wearing it?
I haven't. Joe, come on. Don't ask me who these people are.
I know Al Roker's wearing
Josh
Allen.
I know Al Roker.
Yeah.
He's wearing a Josh Allen jersey.
Yeah. I don't know anyone else that they just showed on the screen.
No. I don't know any of these people. But I don't like the zero. I'm sorry.
No.
Hopefully Keon Coleman
also
changes my mind. No, if he's awesome, you'll have to like zero.
I love double zero in a jersey because of one specific player.
That would... I don't know if I'd like that more or less. Why? Marty Baron?
There's a rule named after Marty Baron because of double zero.
Can't wear double zero in the NHL anymore.
The Marty Baron rule.
I don't know. It just doesn't look right to me. It's probably going to take me like 5 years to get used to it. This is the, we talk so much about, and B-Maz and Beamer here, by the way, 803-0930 to join us on WBEN.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to everybody out there. This is all the talk about Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Can Allen finally get over the hump? Can he beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs? It's, you know, one of these big legacy games. Are you a little bit more into, because no matter what happens at the end of this, like, Josh Allen's awesome.
Yeah.
Win or lose, no matter what happens in the game. And we'll feel great about Josh Allen.
Yeah.
After Sunday. No matter what happens, right?
What will people say on Monday? No, we still have Josh Allen.
Yeah. And you know, even if the national media, you know, even if we were to lose Sunday and all over the national, well, you know, he can't win the big, you know, all that kind of stuff. Here in Buffalo, we'd still feel very confident in Josh Allen and
yes.
the Bills. On the other hand, the Xavier Worthy, Keon Coleman matchup, that is one that could be like, Joe, the winner of this game wins the draft and wins the trade. So for those who, you know, it's a long time ago, or if you weren't paying attention to the draft, I don't blame you. You know, happens in the offseason, whatever.
Of course.
The Bills traded down in the draft this year. They traded with Kansas City. Kansas City picked receiver Xavier Worthy. He's a speedy guy.
Yep.
With their pick. The Bills moving down, we picked Keon Coleman after Xavier Worthy. But we gave the Chiefs the opportunity. We could have had Worthy. You know, we could have let the Chiefs stay where they were at the back of the draft. We didn't do that. We end up taking Keon Coleman. I mean, if the Bills lose and Worthy has like this awesome game, that's the worst case scenario.
That's the story, yeah.
That's the worst case scenario for Monday.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, what were we thinking? Why would we trade with Kansas City? What they got that we could have had this guy, Randall. That's the number one thing I'm looking to avoid.
But it's not going to happen, Brian, because the Bills can't lose.
But like this is more, I mean, like it makes this like the number one, like this is the Keon Coleman game. Like I kind of need Keon Coleman to show up here and have a big, he can't, you know, throw the ball to himself, but
yeah.
When the ball comes his way, I need you to make a big play.
Eliminate all talking points. Win the game.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because I don't need another one. Which, by the way, Bills did the same thing with Mahomes. You know,
right.
Could you imagine if we're beat by Mahomes and Worthy, both taken with Buffalo Bills draft picks?
Yeah.
Like, actually, I can't imagine that because it would so perfectly fit in with the history that we're trying to undo and rewrite here.
That we are undoing.
Like your positive line of thinking. Is that part of superstition? How superstitious are people out there? 803-0930. And to what level? What do you consider superstitious? And what is just, like, that's what you do as a fan?
So, like, my greetings, Chris Brown, he calls in every Friday. The Fridays that I'm here behind the board, I've always greeted him the same way. That's my super, especially during the playoffs. I say, happy Friday. And I make sure that's exactly what I say to Chris Brown when I call him to.
That's a superstition to you.
I treat everything right. My Friday wear, Brian, all season. This is what I wear on Friday. My Friday wear is the same. Unless they don't play on Sunday. My game day attire for away games is the same, and it's under all the layers at home games. So I keep right down to the socks and underwear. I keep the same lineup through the playoffs.
I don't go as far as the underwear, though. That's just,
well, they're clean.
Well, that's, I can't ensure that the underwear I wear
are clean.
Well, if the one that I wore a week ago is clean.
Oh yeah, I do. I do laundry at least once.
So do I, but we get a lot of laundry in the
house.
Yeah. I don't know where what is in the cycle. A lot of my underwear looks alike.
See, at my house, I do my laundry because I don't dare do my wife's laundry because when I did that once, I ruined something. So she can do my laundry. There's nothing she can ruin. But I'll do mine. I'll do my son's.
We just, there's laundry.
Galore?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, laundry all over the place. Someone's saying, does the coin flip matter?
No.
Say yes.
Oh.
Absolutely. You want the ball at the second half. I said you last week. The key to the game, win the coin toss. Bills got the ball at the second half. We won the game.
They didn't win the coin toss.
Was it because they got the ball in the second half? No, we went like 3 and out in the second half. But
they didn't win the coin toss the week before and they won.
Key to the game, Joe. Huh? You got to win the coin. You got to win everything. You got to be a winner.
I'm just telling you that we're one for two on coin tosses in the playoffs, and the Bills are here. So.
You got to be a winner from the moment you step on the field Sunday. That includes every kick you make in warm-up, every coin that's flipped, and everything in between.
You know who overreacts to coin toss?
Who?
Losers.
Yeah. Is that true? If we win the coin toss, I think you'll pop a bottle of champagne.
Oh, my God. You know what? Maybe I will. I'm going to have a glass of champagne every touchdown on Sunday.
But are people superstitious or not? I mean, when the Bills and Broncos, that game, my friend came walking in the door, and he said, all right, this is what everybody's wearing the next 4 weeks.
Yep.
Like, that was, it kind of laid down the law of the house, and I went with it. And here we are.
My buddy got a Taquio Spikes jersey before the postseason started. Wore it for the Denver game. He goes, do I have to wear this? I go, you have to wear that.
Yeah.
The entire playoffs. Until that Taquio Spikes jersey is on you every kickoff.
But it only relates to you, right? So, like, I stuck with that, and I wore the same thing I was wearing from the day before. And my wife wore something completely different. Maybe that's partially because I didn't do her laundry fast enough.
There you go. See? What are you doing?
The Bill's sweatshirt was still, it was next up to go in the washing machine from the week before. But, we still won the game. Does superstition matter? I don't know. I think I've grown out of it a little bit. It adds a little bit of, to me, it's not, or maybe I take it less seriously, superstition. Superstition is morphed into tradition in my house. Maybe that's the phrase for it, because I used to be a little superstitious, do the same thing,
yeah.
Wear the same jersey for playoff games or, this or that, or you got to make sure you eat this certain food before a certain game. Yeah, I always used to have something like that. Kind of grown out of it in recent, and I never think of something like that as, we have to do this to get the good karma, good vibes, like in the air or anything like that, like it's going to impact the game. It's more along the lines of, this is the fun thing we do before games.
That's funny. I've gotten more superstitious outside of football. Like every night, I have to do the same thing or tomorrow's not going to be a good day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've gotten that.
Why?
Particular. I don't want to have a bad day. I'm enjoying life.
Jimmy, we got any psychologists listeners?
No. I'm living life. I'm living life, and you know what? I want to keep on living life. I don't want something to take me, put me in a funk.
Yeah, that's not living to me. If you're worried that you didn't charge
3 hours.
Your phone or turn off the light in the right order, that tomorrow you're going to have a bad day, that sounds a little.
Yeah. You got to use the same charger I've been using. You know why? Because these are some of the best days I've had in a long time. I'm enjoying every day. I want to keep doing it.
And it's based on?
I don't know. It just makes me feel better. Is that okay?
How you brush your teeth.
When I brush my teeth. Turn the shower on, brush my teeth, go in the shower. let the water heat up. I don't like to get in the shower until that water tank's been tapped a little bit.
803-0930 on the text board. I think they call that obsessive compulsive behavior, Joe. You can take a pill for it. That's the text that comes in.
Just to go back on a show.
He doesn't need a pill. He has his routine of putting the toothpaste on, setting it down, turning the shower on, then brushing his teeth, making sure he gets out of the shower, then puts the toothbrush away, face up.
I don't take
reverse side.
I don't take the
brush. Who needs a pill?
I don't take the brush into the shower with me. That's crazy. But, you know, it is funny. I was thinking of this, you know, saying that I overreacted by having the glass of champagne. Because I'll do that. I'll have champagne after a win. But I think it's stupid when they play the shout song after a field goal.
Yeah. You pop champagne after the win in the second round of the playoffs. But you won't celebrate the field goals.
No. Unless it's like a game-winning field goal. There's no reason to play the shout song.
All right. So, like, everyone has their quirks.
No reason to play the shout song after they... when they lose. Like, I don't know why I'm walking out of the stadium with the shout song playing.
Everyone has their quirks. I asked someone yesterday, I was like, all right, are we doing the Kansas City barbecue or are we going like a Mexican meal spread, to, you know, thinking of what to make on Sunday?
Yeah.
And the response was, it's good luck when we make the Kansas City barbecue. I don't think we've lost
whatever works
when we
for
do
you.
That.
Whatever.
So
works
I said,
you.
Well, I'm not going to argue with it. Yeah. I don't necessarily believe it, but I'm not going to argue with it.
I mean, hey. You know, we have not lost a conference championship game while Donald Trump was president. So here we go. Things change.
Is that true?
That is true, yeah. We weren't in one.
Never been in one?
Yeah.
That's the idea there.
Hey, that's how you talk politics, Brian.
But the, you know, I was also thinking that last time we did I think it was the 13 seconds game, we did the Mexican spread.
Yes.
Is that right?
That is right.
And then half the people were complaining about having to go to the bathroom like every 5 minutes the day after. So, you know, you had the loss and that to deal with the next day.
Yeah.
Kansas City barbecue, safer option.
All right. I like it.
Speaking of the bathroom, Joe, did you know that there is... See how I smoothly
I
got my
transition.
Way into this? Do you know that there's an American Restroom Association?
I didn't. And... you know, you mentioned it in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm still kind of curious of what they do.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm kind of curious,
I mean,
too.
Is that who I call if I go to a rest stop bathroom that wasn't to my liking?
They are a public toilet advocacy group.
Hmm.
So they go around and advocate for the stall doors to be open. Wait, no, I think I said that wrong.
Wow.
For the bathroom doors to be open. For anyone to use.
Oh, okay. So they're one of these, everyone should be able to use your bathroom.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
Could they petition the Boulevard Mall to reopen the best bathrooms in Western New York?
Call them up.
Yeah.
They got a number.
So there it is.
I mean, they're a group. It's an association, Joe. They've got to have a Western New York wing.
Yeah. The Restroom Association.
The American Restroom Association. Well, they're in the news because they're fighting back against the Starbucks policy. And I do think it opens up like kind of an interesting question. Starbucks, we talked about this a week or so ago, their new code of conduct, which is that you have to buy something if you want to hang out in their store for a while.
Yeah.
Seems pretty reasonable to me. But if you want to use the bathroom or something, they ask, hey, can you buy something? The American Restroom Association... is critical of that. Rules about restroom access in restaurants and other places can vary by city, state, even county. The National Retail Federation says private businesses have the right to limit restroom use, and I would agree with them.
Yes.
And even though I agree with that, Joe, kind of brings up the question, and the bills are kind of related to this. What is like the appropriate restroom use if you're going to use somebody's bathroom? Because as much as I would say I totally agree with National Retail Federation says private businesses have a right to limit restroom use. Sure, it's your bathroom, your toilet, your rules. I think that's pretty.
Yes.
I don't know how many people would really disagree with that. However, I'm still of the mind that generally speaking, as long as you're not sticking around for a while, causing any issues, making a mess, or getting in anybody's way at all, you can go use whatever bathroom you want.
I mean, we all have. I don't think a store should advertise that, though. Like, I think a store will probably tell you, no, you have to buy something. But if you're not a prick, right, I'm thinking of the place across the street. You can go to the bathroom without anyone there knowing you use their bathroom.
Exactly.
So as long as you're not drawing attention to yourself and it's an emergency, we've all been there. I've definitely gone to a Sheetz, used their bathroom, and not purchased anything. We've done it. But if I'm a business, I'm not advertising that.
Yeah, I'm probably not. Well, I think what the Starbucks thing is, the Starbucks policy is not...
About the bathrooms.
They're calling it a no bathroom policy. Really, it's like a no loitering policy.
Yes.
If I went to a Starbucks and, you know, just slipped in, used the bathroom, went out, would anybody have an issue?
No.
Who worked there? No. Would anybody call the cops on you? No. I wasn't causing a problem. If I went there, locked myself in there for a half hour, then came out and sat down and was just like, whew, need a breather, and just hung out and used the Wi-Fi,
yeah,
then, all right, that's a little bit of an issue.
So when I worked in retail in Cheektowaga, there used to be a Circuit City, and that closed and became a haunted house back in the day before they put the gym that's there now. And it got so bad with people using our bathrooms, and it's like you said, they weren't just slipping in to use the bathroom. I mean, they were, for lack of a better term, destroying our bathrooms, yeah. Okay? To the point where we had to get security to watch when the haunted houses were open, because it was more than just walking in, using the bathroom, walking out. They were being destructive and scaring away business.
That is the exception to the rule in my mind. If you're by an event or by something else where you know if you open up the bathroom, and this is where like the bills come into play.
Yep.
You run a business, you're one of these restaurants right by the stadium. You're going to put up a sign saying no public restroom because you have thousands of people or hundreds of, or whatever it might be right around the corner that just want to use the bathroom. They're going to cause a line. All of a sudden, your business is going to be full of people who aren't buying anything.
Yeah.
That's what you want to avoid. Like, that to me is the only time when I would say, as a business owner, you put your foot down, a zero tolerance policy.
The Tim Hortons across the stadium.
Yes.
That's one you got to buy a cup of coffee. You got to do something to use this bathroom.
Generally, though, I never feel bad about walking in, using the bathroom, ducking out.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say I feel bad. And like I said, there are, I mean, we talked about Starbucks. Again, this is just from my experience of delivering food all over the place. The Starbucks on the boulevard, just like Brian said, you can use their bathroom without anyone in Starbucks knowing that you walked in. And I think to an extent that's fine. It's the problem Starbucks was having was someone would bring their laptop, their headphones, they'd set up shop and put $0. I'm sorry, like no business. Businesses are here to make money. I know some people don't want to. That's what businesses are here to do. If you want to go somewhere and hang out and set up shop, you can go to the truck stop, the Clarence rest stop. That is paid for by the state, and you don't have to purchase a damn thing to set up there.
A little bit of a hike.
For some people.
You do have to pay to get there.
Not if you take the route off the thruway.
You can get to the rest stop off the thruway?
You sure can. How do you think the vendors all get there?
On the thruway.
No, there's a back little road.
But you can't get to there from the thruway and then leave.
No. You're never on the thruway. You park behind. And there's a walkway.
Right, but if I'm on the thruway and I get off there, can I then just get off the thruway without paying the toll?
No. Your car is in a lot off the thruway.
Okay.
I should say. I should clarify what I was saying.
Okay. Now it makes a little more sense. Anyways.
Yeah, the state would not like that.
Yeah. Superstitious at all? What are you thinking about Sunday's game? Let us know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN. It's Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer on WBEN, and we're having a good time here on a Friday before a big Bills game. I mean, this has been around. Are you at all different this time around than you were last time around? You know what I'm saying? Like, the last time the Bills were playing the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, just 4 years ago, do you have the same feeling? Can you remember what it felt like back then?
So, back then, I was, wow, this is a new experience, and not many people expected the Bills to be there. Everyone's expected the Bills to be in this game for the last 4 years, and they haven't gotten there. So, it is, for me, this is tough to explain, but like for me, it's like, finally, back to a game that I thought we were going to be in for years at a time, right? And now the Bills are back in it. And then, and I will always be, hey, they're a playoff team. And I will always remember the years that I would just dream to root for a playoff team. But I do, like, I have this expectation that, all right, this isn't the team from 2021. This is the team that's meant to move to the Super. I know that's stupid to say, but yeah, it's a different feeling. It's an expectation feeling.
I hope that more people enjoy it this time around than might have last time for a couple of reasons. And one you just said right there, because I remember talking about this in the lead up and then after that game, especially the day after. Like, you know, it's probably where I got the reputation of being negative, rained on everybody's parade, because I feel like the feeling after was very much, oh, we'll be back. You know, yes. We'll get him again.
That picture of Stephon Diggs?
Yes. Like, oh, we'll be back. You know, this will fuel us. And people were still treating it like, you know, oh, we lost in the AFC Championship. You know, next year we'll be back and we win it. Like, because that's how the story goes.
Yeah.
But not realizing that.
Not our story.
Life isn't a story. No. You know, nothing's linear like that. It's not as neat as it is in a Disney movie. That's just not how the world works. In reality, you have teams all the time that reach that and never get that far again. I mean, just look at the Buffalo Bills. I mean, you know, it took them how long to get back in the playoffs, not mention that part. You might only have one shot at it. Like, it's very rare to get this far. Not every team is going to be back here time and time and time again, like the Chiefs 7 straight years. So, you know, I was kind of saying after that, like, let's not just assume that we'll be back here next year, because it's very hard. Anything can happen. The playoffs are single elimination. It's not the NHL where you get a 7-game series to see who the best team is and that team moves on. No. I mean, one turnover, you saw it on Sunday, right? You know, one bad play can totally, one drop of the football, one punch out, a missed field goal, anything like that can turn a game on its head. And then, oof, you know, look what's happened to the Bills the past few years. So I hope that more people are thinking like that going into this game and will enjoy it more without a thought that I think has kind of polluted us because we've been around New England so long.
Yeah.
You know, first it was the Patriots and it's the Chiefs, where they're just so good for such a long period of time. I think, like, that is so rare. Like, and it's amazing that these two teams have done it back to back. Like, it's just so rare to have one team be dominant for such a period of time. Mm-hmm. I think it's polluted all of our thinking into thinking like that's how it is, that one team will just always kind of be there, when in reality it's really hard. And I think if people don't have the mindset of like, oh, well, we'll be right back here next year, and can appreciate how tough it is and how rare it is to be at this point, then everyone's going to kind of enjoy the game a little bit more, the lead up to the game a little bit more, and it might be more fun for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I would just say the Carolina Panthers thought that they would be back in the Super Bowl the next year. They haven't been to the playoffs.
The Panthers, they have this great season. They got this great, you know, it's the best quarterback. They lose in the Super Bowl, and they probably were thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here we are, you know, we'll be back, you know, we'll get them next time. We're going to be able to do this. Then, you know, they haven't made the playoffs since.
Been rough, yeah.
Now that quarterback's on TV wearing goofy hats.
Yeah.
You ever see Cam Newton on TV?
I haven't seen him on TV. I've seen the pictures of him on social media.
It's my new thing. Like, I see ESPN now a couple times a week because it's on at the gym. Like Jumbotron, I think it's bigger than the Sabres' new Jumbotron, like these humongous TVs they put in.
And they're putting sports debate shows on it?
Yeah, on, you know, mute.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do. You have shows with people talking, and you have it on mute. Why not? But no, Cam Newton's always on these shows now, and the only thing I can ever think is, like, all right, you do you, right? Like, you do you, but there also has to be and understanding that, hey, look, you can wear whatever you want, but there's a line that if you cross it, how can anybody take you seriously? And that's what I think of when Cam Newton, like, all right, you got this fashion thing going on, you do you. But when I see, I'm not kidding, he was wearing, who is it, Yosemite Sam? Who had the, no, you know what it was? Remember when, I think it was the last one, either it was on Niagara Falls Boulevard, either here, right by the studio, or in Niagara Falls. Remember the old Arby's signs?
Oh, yes.
With the Yes. With the, it wasn't a 12-gallon hat. It wasn't a 10-gallon hat. It was a 1,200-gallon hat.
That's right.
I think Cam Newton is wearing the Arby's sign on his head. Like, that's how big the hat is. The hat goes, like, the camera cuts it off. You can't see the top of it. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And he's talking on TV. And it's like, I can't take what you say, sir. I know you were in the Super Bowl. You were a league MVP. You're in the yogurt commercials. I can't take you seriously wearing that hat.
No, you're still.
you're in a 1,200-gallon hat wearing blue sunglasses and like 15 shirts. I don't. What's going on
he
here?
He is wearing an absurd number of shirts.
I can't take you seriously. Like there gets to be a point where it's like, all right, you're kind of clowning yourself on here.
By the way, he's also wearing a chain connected to the glasses.
Like a grandma.
Yeah. Yeah.
but no grandma does it anymore because they know it's not.
No.
That's not in.
Yeah. No. Don't wear your glasses around your neck.
So back to what we were saying, it's very rare to be here. So I've you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, are you nervous? Are you confident going into the game? And that's like kind of the one of the two feelings you're allowed. That's what people ask. Like, are you nervous? Or are you feeling confident? To me, I'm neither of those. I'm excited.
I'm very excited and confident. Like, I said leaving the game Sunday, Bills win 27-17, and nothing that – there's been nothing that makes me think differently. Like, I am still in that weird place that you are, Brian. Like, I feel very good about the Bills' chances Sunday, but I just don't see them in the Super Bowl. It's the weirdest thing. But I am very excited. I've never wished a weekend away like I'm wishing this weekend away. And I'm confident.
Somebody asked him what the weather is going to be like. 30 and clear, I think, is the forecast. So, I mean, no wind or anything like that. Kind of perfect. I'm just excited for the Bills being in this game. And, like, to me, what it means, and this is why I say, you know, I've got the loser mentality all, you know, over and over again. But being in this game, because everyone watches the Super Bowl, like, to me, we've kind of made it through. Like, I've gone through the entire NFL season getting to root on the Bills every week, and then the Super Bowl is a party no matter who's in it. Like, yeah. I can kind of have that mindset of, like, we made it the long. Like, there are teams or fans that have not watched their team in a month.
Right.
There are fans who have not had meaningful games to watch or would care in way more than a month. You know, it's been a couple months. We've had, like, all this bonus time to really enjoy the game. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to be able to watch a big game. And then as soon as the players take the field, I'll be nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, I think my confidence goes away as soon as the game starts.
Yeah, you're just like, ugh. You're waiting on somebody to.
And you know me. You've watched games with me. I am not a sitter during games either.
Oh, I'm a sitter and squirmer.
Oh, I'm a pacer.
I can pace a little bit, but I when it really gets intense, I'm sitting down, edge of the seat, or squirming around.
I have not sat once during the playoffs, and it's not starting this weekend.
What kind of footwear are you wearing when you're pacing around? Oh, yeah, playoffs have been at home, so you've been in the stadium.
I've been in the stadium.
I'm just
boots.
Picturing, like, on a hardwood floor.
I know. Do I need to still wear the boots?
That's up to you.
Yeah.
That's to each their own outfit with how far that superstition goes.
Yeah. It's the same socks. It'll be the same socks. But, yeah, I as soon as that ball is kicked off, I will be standing. But I feel like you with the Super Bowl as well. Like, if something should go wrong on Sunday, I just don't see myself even wanting to watch. I like Kendrick Lamar. I just can't imagine wanting to watch the Super Bowl. Like, I think it'll be very difficult to flip that game on.
You think?
I do.
I don't.
It was very difficult for me to. I don't think I watched the AFC Championship last year because of how that game ended. I mean,
really?
We were talking about it. I forgot that it was the Ravens Chiefs.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was very difficult to stomach because, again, I felt very confident. This is where I'm a little concerned. I felt very confident the Bills were going to beat the Chiefs in the divisional round last year. So that was, and the way it ended, that was just a heartbreaker.
I mean, I guess I just view watching the Super Bowl like paying my taxes and going to the polls on election day. It'll, like, it's my duty as an American.
It'll
to
be
watch
on, and,
Super
we,
Bowl.
And you get that extra week, right? I'm just saying it will be more difficult for me this year. Yeah, it was difficult 4 years ago with Brady and Mahomes.
If the Bills aren't in the Super Bowl, I tell you what, I'll be rooting for the Chiefs.
Well, yeah.
You will be too?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the unpopular opinion.
No, you want to say we lost to the best team in the NFL.
It's been my thing. But like Brady, everyone loves seeing Brady lose. I always rooted for the Patriots once they moved on. I root for the Chiefs once they moved on and beat the Bills, because if we're going to lose, I at least want to be able to hold on and say, well, we lost to the winner.
Yeah, it is funny because 4 years ago, I did root for Brady, and I know that's going to get people to turn their radio off, because I wanted to say, okay, how good is this Tom Brady? Is he better than Belichick? And I wanted Brady to, for some reason, 4 years ago, I wanted Brady to prove that it was him.
I actually think I was with you then.
Yeah.
I think I was with you, like the Brady thing.
Yeah.
Like, all right, just, you know, win it.
Right.
You know, like you're the guy. You might as well just go and see. Then it becomes like a thing where, you know, I think of all the people who watched Michael Jordan and, you know, Larry Bird and all these like greats, Joe Montana. And it's like, all right, we could say like we watched Tom Brady throughout the whole career.
Yeah.
And look at how, you know, best guy ever. Yeah, I saw it. I watched him play in person. He was great.
It is funny when you bring up, we did this, I think, was Dave in Tampa on the phone? It was somebody. I mean, it was Bud in Hamburg called in and brought, every time you bring up Joe Montana to old school Bills fans, they just mention his last game, he got hurt against the Bills.
Yeah.
They always bring that up.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to Sunday. It's going to be a great one. I'm sure we'll give a little prediction at the end of the show. But something that happened earlier today, Joe, we talked about this at around this time yesterday, the Trader Joe's in Clarence that appears to be moving forward. They're going to knock down that old Applebee's, build a Trader Joe's right there, which the building's going to be bigger than the current Trader Joe's that's in Amherst,
yep.
Right, stone's throw away from the studio.
And the old brand names.
We spoke with Pat Casilio in the 7 o'clock hour here on WBEN, and he brought up what we were talking about yesterday, which was the concern. I mean, it's not really a concern because, let's be honest, it doesn't really. I avoid the area anyway. But like the one thing I could see people saying is, hey, it's great to have Trader Joe's another option here. Some people like the store, some people don't care, but you know, whatever. Yeah, sure, bring a supermarket option here in Clarence. The one thing you could see people saying is, it's going to be too busy around there. It's already super busy, super jammed up. Will this make it even worse in that area of Transit Road? Pat Casilio said, and this is his word, and I believe I have this word for word because I wrote it down as he said it. The worst day of traffic on Transit Road in Clarence is better than the best day on Niagara Falls Boulevard by the 290. That was what he told us this morning, word for word. He said the worst day on Transit Road is better than the best day on the boulevard by the 290, which is another notorious traffic spot. Maybe, you know, next to the Blue Water Tower, the notorious traffic spot in Western New York.
Bigger plaza, too.
And I heard him say that, and I thought,
I think he's right. You've got more cars coming onto the boulevard than you do at any point of transit because you have that plaza, which is three times the plaza Trader Joe's is talking about moving into. You have all that traffic coming down, and then you also have the traffic coming off the 290. It's a mess. Like any time of day you go there.
I might be nitpicking here, and I probably am. I don't disagree with the fact that that is a busier area. Niagara Falls Boulevard by the 290, where all the shops are. You know, depending on time of day, you can take it from Maple to just past the 290 on Niagara Falls Boulevard. That's busier than that area of Transit Road.
Yes.
I take it, the worst day on transit is not better than the best day on Niagara Falls Boulevard. They are closer than a lot of people think, because that traffic on transit is always backed up. If there's weather, it's really bad. If you're by that Delta Sonic where people, I mean, I've had people waiting to turn in there onto Transit Road, backing up traffic, you know, going back in a way that they're not doing that going into any of those stores.
No, but you said from Maple to the 290? Because I had the same issue on the boulevard at Delta Sonic on a busy car wash day.
Oh, yeah, that can happen over there, too. Yeah, I forgot about that Delta Sonic right there.
Delta Sonic, what are you doing?
I just think I've never had...
I
was just on there twice yesterday in that area. Once at about 3 the other time at about 6:30 on the 290 and the Boulevard. And you know what? Here's my thinking. If you traveled that, I can understand if you're there just every once in a while. If you travel that regularly, you should know how to drive it. And if you know how to drive it, there's never a problem getting through.
That goes for both. That's for.
I think it's impossible. I won't say impossible. It is much harder to escape the traffic buildup on Transit Road when it happens than it is on the Boulevard. The Boulevard traffic, because it's three lanes in both directions. If you're going through, you're not actually going to any of those places, but you're going through. One, you know, you kind of know what you're in for. But you go in the far left-hand lane, and it's really not that big of an issue. You got a couple traffic lights that'll slow you down, but if you're in the far left-hand lane, you're not going to be slowing down for all the people turning into the plaza. And if you're getting off and on the 290, like, learn how to merge. Like, you can do that without much of an issue.
Well, if you're driving through there and you're just trying to get to the other side of the 290, why didn't you just take the 290? You know what I'm saying?
I never do.
I'm just saying. I mean, you could get the 290 here at Millersport and then get off through all the BS. But
yeah.
Let me take you to an event that happened yesterday. I had a delivery from Dave's Hot Chicken. And guess where it was going, Brian? To Transit. And now, that's not comparing the best day on the Boulevard to the worst day on Transit. But, I mean, it is an issue. And I will say this. You're right. The left lane moves quicker. But when you have a light, and you're someone like me that had to get over to the left, it was impossible. I had to watch the signal go boom, boom, boom while I'm sitting there because this car was stopped before the median. I don't have that issue. The median on the Boulevard is actually the worst thing. You don't have that issue on Transit.
You do have that issue of people blocking the intersection in those lights.
So Transit is going for it. You're right. You don't have the third lane on Transit. But you can, that middle lane can expand the turning lane as long as you need. And maybe that's why, to me, it seems like it moves a little quicker.
That third lane, it just makes the slowdown inevitable.
Yeah.
And there's only really one, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, between Maple and Transit and then going all the way back to Main and Transit? Back to the mall. There's only one traffic light in between, right?
So from Maple to Main?
From Maple to the Eastern Hills Mall on Transit.
You've got...
There only that one traffic light outside of the plaza?
And then the one outside the mall.
Yeah, so that...
Yes.
The Boulevard, you have more traffic lights. I think that helps it.
That you could be right there. I think Pat Castillo had a good point. There, you could put another light at the other exit from that plaza. That would help because...
You should.
I never will leave the plaza there because I'd be sitting all day waiting to get on Transit.
See, if you're making a left-hand, you have to go. There's only one spot in that entire area you can go to make your turn.
Yeah, that is a problem. And yeah, there needs to be more options to take a left out of that plaza. I will agree. I will go back to what I said earlier. I will not agree that Transit at its worst is better than Niagara Falls at its best. I just think it's very rare where Niagara Falls Boulevard's at its best. That's what I will say.
And again, maybe it's the time I drive.
I also think
could have something to do with it.
I also think if you drive one of those more than the other, you're just going to say the one you're used to is better because you do have your way around, right? Like I have my way around that traffic.
Well,
on Transit.
I'll give you a quick example because we're running out of time here. I get off the 290 on the Boulevard. If we're going to that Moe's Plaza right there.
Oh yeah,
which is a Sabre season ticket holder. We do a little bit during the games. Half off, you can't beat it.
The Moe's Five Guy Plaza. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
There's no other way, or you know, you're going. You have to go. You turn right out of off the off ramp. You go down the Boulevard. You turn left onto the thing. I never have an issue. Now
you have a light there, luckily, to get onto Romney.
But exactly, like you get off. You might be waiting at a traffic light, but aside from that, it never takes that long to get to where you need to go.
I think the traffic lights definitely make a difference. You're absolutely right about that because there are places you're trying to go on Transit that could take forever because there's not a light there. Luckily, the places I go have a light, but that stretch there, you and Pat Casilli are right. There needs to be a light there.
Really, this is just people defending their own turf.
Yeah.
Right. Ours is better than yours. What do you think, Sunday?
Well, yeah, there's more stuff where you are.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with 27-17. Bills win it in Kansas City.
I like that.
We getting a score with no teams this time?
No. We're getting a team with no score. Bills win.
Bills win? All right. So. I love it. Hey, we'll be back here Monday to talk about the Bills win and the upcoming big game. David is up next after the news with Lucas. Don't miss Hardline. That's on Sunday. It'll be your political pregame starting at 10 a.m. here on News Radio 930 WBEN.